WUO. This is KEAWUO from Mackinac.
Definitely enjoy it while it lasts, and
you know, everybody's getting into the pumpkin spice and all those things. So I get to enjoy it at that time, I guess. Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to fall. Looking forward to the pumpkins and you know, apple picking and stuff like that. In time, not to rush it. I want to enjoy it. Yeah, that's it. You know, it's hard to believe that you know, summer's almost over, and you know, I think at the end of the week or early next week, you know, we begin fall. So, yeah, enjoy every moment we can of it, I guess, because the winds are going to blow and that cooler weather is going to come, and it'll be nice. But you know, when you like the warmer weather, you take advantage, I guess, of the opportunity, I suppose. NAWCB. Yeah, for sure. You know, I wore a jacket this morning. It's a little chilly, you know. And then, you know, with dispatch being cold, I wore a jacket in there. Walked on, and I'm like, oh, nope, don't need this. Yeah, that's the hard thing about, you know, this time of the year, and, you know, the early spring, because, you know, you just, you know, you got to take a jacket along, or it's hard to know, you know, to wear long sleeves, short sleeves, you know, dress warm, dress, you know, being hot, to dress a little bit cooler. I know it was, you know, going up north, I felt that way, too. It's like, when do you pack there? You don't want to... You know, you're packing for a weekend, and you don't want to take everything. So, but it's just one of those things, I guess, this time of the year. Yeah, for sure. So, that's right. Not a huge deal, you know. So, yeah, good stuff. I was happy today went well. Like I said, today is. My normal partner is out. It took a PTO day, and so I worked with Lisa. And she's like, you know what? I'll do ALS today. And I'm like, you know what? I'll let you do 9-1, and I'll sit back up there. And boy, that was a good idea. Ah, okay. Yeah. So it sounds like your partner took the turn there to take some time today or this weekend. Well, I'm glad glad that things went well working with Felicia today. I know she's on the other side there, the third shift. So I'm glad, and at least she volunteered to work the ALS side. I don't know what you've done this weekend, but sounds like you've done quite a bit of it. So. Good to get a break, be able to sit back up. Yeah, I've done 911 this whole week, except for yesterday and today, so it was nice to have a break. Gotta just sit back up and not have to worry about anything. Yeah, that makes a difference, you know, to be able to kind of rotate positions, and you know, it helps out. It gives you some, you know, flexibility. You can kind of kick back a little bit. I know in the days I worked at Dearborn, they assigned you to your place, and so you normally work like a 5 to a 7 day period of time, and some weeks, you know, you'd work radio all week, or you'd do phones all week, and it's like, man, it just, you get to the end of the week, the end of your shift, you know, your time off, it's like, man, I'm ready to run. There's been no flexibility. I've been on radio all week, and I'm tired of getting hammered, you know, so I can definitely get you in that way. Okay, anyway, yeah, it's been busy. It's been really busy this week, and so just to have today and yesterday to kind of just sit back, it was kind of nice. Yeah, it didn't seem like it was so busy. We didn't hear, we haven't heard Sterling very much either. Like I say, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, especially the Thursday, Friday, and it seemed like Station 2 was just constantly running, and it seemed like more than just Squad 2 and Engine 2. It seemed like police were going with them and other emergency units there, and so it's been a little bit more tranquil today. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it was a warm day, and I kind of figured it would be busy, but it wasn't horrible, so I'll take it. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you there. You know, I've been meaning to ask you there, you know, you talked about the heat and the cooler weather coming. Did you ever get that computer board in your furnace? Were you able to get that fixed?
Not yet. That is the next project to be done. We're just trying to dig out of a hole at the moment, but as soon as that's done, then we'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll get that fixed, and already have somebody that's willing to do it for free. So.
Okay. That probably answers the other question as well on your time. I was kind of wondering about that, and it's like, boy, especially with some of these chillier nights that we've had recently, it's like, man, I'm hoping they were able to, you guys were able to get that fixed, make sure especially your furnace, you're ready to go for winter. So I hope things fall into place there, and you're able to get that done.
Yeah, we should be able to. We should be able to. So, I'm not too worried about it. It'll work out. Like this, but it's a major thing. Just having somebody do it, because it's usually not the part that's expensive. It's usually the labor. Basically, that's covered. And so, like I said, once we get that part, we'll get that in, and hopefully, it'll fix the issue.
NAWCB, yeah, it always does. It always seems to be the labor with these jobs. It's not, the parts are always inexpensive. It's, just coming in the door and, they're working for, X amount for an hour. And it seems like it just kind of adds up. And, it gets frustrating, And so if you're able to do it yourself, and in this case, you've got somebody that's, willing to help you out. I'm glad for you in that way.
Yeah, definitely. So, it'll work out in time. Once we get that part in hand, it should fix the issue. We got the new thermostat in place, which should be good for winter. We got the two fireplaces as well, so that helps out as well, in time, gotta roll with the punches, I guess.
Yeah, ain't that the truth, yeah, we've already had the furnace running this year. It's like, it just was chilly in the house there, especially those days it got down into the 40s where, we're running 66 in the house and chilly. It's like, we're not doing this. And, at least it worked. I'm glad about that. you know, at least had those little fireplaces there, those heaters there. They work too, and that, like I say, it kind of takes the chill out of the air. So that's a big help. So, well, I'm glad too. It's warmed up. At least it's comfortable during the day, and for you guys, at least at night, you know, to be able to sleep.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in here and start the day off, relax, and enjoy the weather. Good chatting, and appreciate you coming north today, and hopefully you guys have a good day, and we'll get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you there. Start your time off there. Even if it's an evening and a day, you'll definitely take it. But, yes, good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. And we'll definitely let you head on in and enjoy the time with your family, your time off, dinner, relaxing, you know, enjoying the sunset there, enjoying the evening, and all those good things. But, at least maybe you can sleep in tomorrow, too. But tell everyone hello, and 73 is an 88 to you and the family, and talk again down the page. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Jed. Sounds good. Guys, enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is 88 to Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, clear.
K-E-8-W-U-O.